Producing over 500 hours per week of talk radio, GCN is a world leader in talk radio. Archives for the following program and many others can be found at GCNlive.com.
Big Brother, mainstream media, government cover-ups. You want answers? Well, so does he. He's Alex Jones on the GCN Radio Network. And now, live from Austin, Texas, Alex Jones.
All right, Bella, thank you for holding so long. We had multiple guests on. I wanted to get you on air, so here we are. Bella in Missouri, what is your take on the situation in Ferguson? I know that's what you called in about.
It is. It is. I lived in Florissant. Drove West Florissant many times. Missouri is known for its hospitality. And I'd like to apologize for the whole state for what's going on.
Oh, come on. It's not your fault or the state's fault. This is the climate in America. This is what's happened.
I came from a very respected political family. However, it was a yellow dog Democrat family. But you and InfoWars helped educate me to see, and now I'm a Tea Party member.
That's awesome.
Well, my gosh, you know, I can't believe what's going on. I used to campaign for Senator Jerry Litton when I was 13. Governor Mel Carnahan was my mentor. So this is personal. And God bless you. But I do want to tell you something that is important. I know a lot of people think that the supernatural is just absolutely nuts. But whatever. I am a fae. My bloodline goes back to 36 AD in Ireland. I was Irish royalty, or my relatives were. So I do have the sight. And so I cannot tell you how relieved I was to hear you were not going to be there in Ferguson.
So you're saying your gut thinks something would happen to me if I went?
Alex, I'm a fae. What do you think?
Well, you know I knock on wood and stuff like that, but I trust in God's providence, so if it's time for me to go, it's time for me to go. Quite frankly, it sounds like a vacation to go. It'd kind of be interesting, and I would love to be able to go ask the questions I wanted to ask and get stuff done. I was talking about going last week. It's just I have so much to do here running this whole operation. That's why I hired reporters, and I've gone out and been in stuff like this in New York when the police were arresting thousands, and I've been arrested in demonstrations in New York, Austin, you name it. So I'm not afraid to go to this. I've been at the DNC, you name it. As some of the trolls have said, I almost pulled my reporters completely out, and they all wanted to go back. And so I said, okay. I mean, it's just such a mess. And the whole thing is upsetting, but I appreciate your call and your kind words and your sixth sense. Let's talk to Chris in Florida. Chris, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Well, Alex, you had two callers mention the problem of the Federal Reserve, and we shouldn't wait for our politicians to do something about it. We should, as Max Kaiser was saying on your June 6, 2013 show, resort to our only sanctuary, alternatives to commerce, like the Bristol Pound that he mentioned, which is the most ideal community currency of which I know in existence. That's in Bristol, UK, and it can also be used to pay local business taxes. The mayor of Bristol is accepting 100%.
Is there an island off England, too, called Guernsey or something, where they for hundreds of years by their own currency?
Yes, the Guernsey experiment. That's worked out well.
This stuff really works out well. And really, that is the ultimate revolution, is economic. That's why they want to ban lemonade stands and farmers markets. The big corporations know what they're doing. They don't want us doing local commerce. They don't want us supporting local media or independent media. Literally, our lifestyles, where we live, the neighborhoods we build. I mean, listen, gay people took over the rainbow. It used to belong to Lucky Charms and, you know, leprechauns and, you know, magic. And you know, they took that over, have their own neighborhoods, all that stuff. Why can't liberty lovers build their own culture, their own society by pretty much exclusively supporting each other? And I think that's a model of victory. And you're right. Community currencies, cryptocurrencies, stay there. I'm going to come back to you and talk about solutions. Because I don't want to just sit here and complain about all this. We've got a lot of police chiefs and sheriffs waking up. We've got a lot of police waking up. 10 years ago, I would just bash the police because I was mad how they were being unconstitutional. Then I realized how they're being manipulated, how the funding, how they're recruited for good reasons, then twisted. Yes, Serpico's talked about that on the show, so we're going to discuss it. Stay there, Chris.
Another major health threat, this one in Toledo, Ohio, where everybody in the entire city has been told not to drink the water.
Ohio's governor declaring a state of emergency.
Did you know that the average person uses about 80 to 100 gallons of water at home every single day? If there's a water emergency, will you be prepared?
Panicked residents forming long lines throughout the day.
We're here at a supermarket in Toledo. You can see the shelves empty where water once was.
To stay safe and healthy during a crisis, you must have access to safe, clean water. Water which will not be available at your local grocery store.
There's a mad dash on right now to stock up on supplies.
The ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system is a must-have for every modern, independently minded household. Protect your family's safety during an emergency. Go to InfoWarsStore.com today to purchase your ProPure Pro 1 G2.0 water filtration system or call 1-888-253-3139.
Making the right decisions is a challenge to investors. Are we going to see economic growth, slide into a recession, or at worst, depression? Hi, Ted Anderson from Midas Resources. We all know when a company acts irresponsibly, divesting ourselves in a move towards safety is prudent. When the market becomes volatile, U.S. treasuries are a safe haven. But what do you do when the U.S. government overextends itself and spends beyond its means? Many investors are turning toward gold as a common sense alternative to traditional paper investments. Midas Resources has put together a powerful book titled 10 Reasons to Own Gold, discussing costs, benefits, risks, featuring full-color illustrations, weights, and measures. The book is free and can be yours by calling 800-686-2237. Paper investments are dwarfed by gold's 6,000-year history. Discover how gold may be right for you and your IRA by calling 800-686-2237. Whether buying or it's time for you to sell, the book is free. Call 800-686-2237.
The human body is extraordinary. Despite all the stresses we inflict upon it, it still works hard to stay in balance. Thousands upon thousands of people rely upon Heart and Body Extract to help their body stay balanced. This excellent 100% natural herbal formula helps maintain healthy blood pressure levels, cleans arteries, promotes good circulation, balances cholesterol, and more. HB Extract, paired with healthy lifestyle choices like good nutrition and exercise, can give you a life free of pain, sickness, and fear. Recapture your youthful vitality and experience your body healing itself with the aid of HB Extract. It's extremely effective and it starts working in just days. Visit HBExtract.com to learn more and to read scores of testimonials from satisfied customers. And we've never increased our price in over 10 years. That makes Heart and Body Extract as great a value now as it was the first day we sold it. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Call 866-295-5305 or go to HBExtract.com.
From his Central Texas Command Center, deep behind enemy lines, the information war continues. It's Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Our reporters are very close to another police shooting. And we don't know the details, as the police are obviously in control of the whole situation and have circled the wagons in Ferguson, and you could just feel, I mean, I said this a month ago on air, the next big shooter drop would be a race riot and provocateuring. You could see the White House, see MSNBC, see CNN, hear all the hype, the Ford Foundation, the open borders. There's a live Fox helicopter, St. Louis City Police shoot, kill, knife-wielding suspect. And as much burning and looting as I've seen, it's very possible somebody was dumb enough to wield a knife at cops. And come nighttime, I think things are going to explode. I don't know. I might have to go up there. Just to see this for myself and to try to stop it if I can. People say, oh, how are you going to stop it? Well, if we all sit back and think we can't stop it, then we won't stop it. But they primed a race war in this country. They got the borders wide open. They've got the cops all in a militarized blockhead mode. You got a bunch of knockout game trash coming into the area to have fun. The cops won't go after them when they're burning stuff down. Instead, they're going to be gunning down, whacked out of their mind, angry people. And you know there's a lot of guns in that community. The police have reportedly already been shot at. Who knows if that's true? It's probably true. That usually happens in these riots. What doesn't ever happen is cops attacking the media. This is unbelievable. And it just shows how this country is so screwed up. I've seen riots in Brazil, riots in Nigeria, the film footage over the decades and recently, and the horses will ride right by and run over people, or they'll shoot rubber bullets at a crowd, and they don't mess with the reporters. A, because you don't want to turn the media against you. B, you can't ever stop the reporters from getting the info out. It makes them want to show up even more. I found people really aren't even cowards on average. They're lazy. And when you make something personal with people, that's why Biggs and all them want to stay and don't want to leave. They're not going to be run off. In fact, I predict, even though I've told him not to do it, that Biggs is going to really pull some stuff tonight. Not bad stuff, but I mean, he is going to be crawling around on the ground in the bushes and, you know, in the drainage pipes, you know, in the manholes. I mean, just the whole nine yards. And civil war will be like a big game. It'll be a big, exciting war. And men like to fight and kill. I mean, let's just get down to it at the end of the day. And that's what we're designed to know how to do. And it just becomes a big game. The cops are going to have fun. We're going to have fun. I mean, I'm not going to have fun. I'm saying the liberty movement. I mean, isn't this what the cops signed up for? You signed up for a war? You want one. The globalists are going to give you one. A big, nice civil war in America. Disgusting. And that's why I'm so upset today. I can feel the doom. I can feel it. It's not depression. I don't get depressed. It's like watching a train wreck in slow motion that's pointless and wrecks things. And I care about the protesters. I can't stand the manipulated looters. The cops. Day one, you know, 2 days into this, when I'm going to your calls, when the police had stopped the looters, I said, let's let them do the investigation, find out what happened with this 18-year-old Brown. The police are protecting the businesses. Good job. They weren't acting like thugs of the reporters that were there. And so I said, let's, you know, back an investigation until we see that they, you know, do an investigation. And if it's a bad investigation, then they're covering it up and they're wrong. But riots aren't going to help anything. That'll only help the power structure. So let's support what the police are doing so far. Then they act like total crazy third world. I mean, the third world cops don't act like this. This is mental illness. Pointing guns at Josh Owens, arresting Washington Post reporters, on power trips, in military outfits. I mean, it's just part of the mental illness in this country. A bunch of fake macho twits. And the minute you did that, then it gave the thugs the moral high ground. They were able to come in and displace the reasonable demonstrators. And this thing was set up for the makings of riots all over the country the minute that happened. And now the feds are there. They've been there for at least a week. And you notice stuff's getting a lot worse. It is the feds directing all of this. They've been directing it. They're undoubtedly directing the new Black Panther Party, who's been caught working for the feds before. It is a recipe for disaster. Chris, go ahead and make your point from Florida.
Oh, continuing, I don't currently know of any example where the establishment is attacking community currencies or other alternative forms of commerce to the Fed, because it's not pretending to be currency. It's time denominated, and it's protected by the same laws that prohibit counterfeiting of, say, tickets for movies, concerts, and sporting events, or coupons, gift certificates, or other negotiable instruments. And so if we can allow, once a community currency is popular enough, we can go to our city councils, county commissions, and asked them, well, since you're always crying poor, you're raising our rates on utilities, et cetera, you know, charging fees to go into public lands, well, how about you allow your public employees to opt in to be paid a certain percentage as they have in Bristol in the UK, and then they can receive another percentage of pay as an incentive, so that keeps their loyalty local where it belongs rather than being bought off by the federales who are, you know, you know about the IMF riot that Greg Palast has reported on, and now Chris Hedges is talking about how they want to instigate riots, and they have for such a long time. Local police won't attack the local employees or business owners, because to do so would attack their own livelihood. And so if we can promote these alternatives to the Federal Reserve note, then we can earn ourselves more time to speak with others, to agree with others, meet, which means cooperating and becoming more civically involved. And then we can have more time to learn the intricacies of the politics, law, history, health, technology, and the police state of the New World Order. We can earn premium services of food and goods rather than up.
No, exactly. We got to vote with our dollars, just like we've done with the organics and the rest of it, and we can change the entire marketplace. Great call. Let's talk to Henry in California. Thanks for holding here on the air, Henry.
Hey, Alex, how you doing? Long-time listener, first-time caller. I just have two quick questions. How far do you think this police state has to go for people to finally wake up to the reality of what's taking place? And do you think they will stage a terror attack to further escalate their martial law agenda? Thanks, and keep up the good work.
Thank you, sir. Yeah, first they roll out Homeland Security for radical Muslims while they actually are funding them and protecting them. That's now all admitted public. So I've gotten a lot of apologies from talk show hosts and other people. And I'm not tooting my horn. I'm just saying I've gotten a lot of apologies, public apologies from talk show hosts saying, yeah, no, it's all true. Our government runs ISIS, runs Al-Qaeda. But again, it's not ISIS. It's, again, really Al-Qaeda in Iraq. It's not our government either. It's criminal elements running it. And so they want a beta test. The cops aren't involved in the staged terror attack. The average military are compartmentalized. So they have to sell them on the total occupation of the country. So, oh, you're going to occupy America to fight Al-Qaeda. You're going to occupy America to fight a bunch of street thugs that are running around burning down buildings. But then all the real training behind the scenes is for an authoritarian takeover and the looting of the nation by the globalists. And so down the road, they're going to have huge terror attacks, federal buildings blown up, schools attacked. It'll be dead toddlers on the news, and oh my gosh, the Patriots did it. And every major shoot 'em up video game that's coming out that's based in the U.S., all the big movies, I mean, large portions of them, tons of the sitcoms, the majority, everybody sees this. I get the calls all the time. It's new stuff every week where the Patriots are the bad guys. Green Lantern cartoon has bad guys that wear tri-quartered hats and call themselves, you know, the George Washington supporters, the Paul Revere's. So everybody's subconsciously and consciously programmed that when the criminal element wants to take out the opposition to their takeover, well, what do? You stage a terror attack and you blame it on them. How did Hitler attack Poland? He attacked three of his own military bases in Operation Himmler. Gleiwitz was the best known. How do they try to attack Russia? They have Ukraine shoot down the jet airliner. Most of the evidence points that way now. And then blame it on the Russians. And I'm not romanticizing the Russians. The point is the globalists are the ones starting it. And so, absolutely, is that caller still there? Because I was going to let him finish up. But, yeah, it is a false flag. It is a false flag. That is what I see. And it's not like I see a narrative and know, you know, what they might do, and so I see everything happening as shadows of that. No, no, no. We know their whole program. With human intelligence, I can go to the drills and then talk to my sources who tell me they're training to shoot Americans en masse, and now they publicly admit it in the Associated Press and at army.mil. And, yeah, am I eccentric? Do I come off as weird? Yeah, I am weird. I guess I am weird that I've cared about this for 20 years. I guess I am weird that I saw it over the horizon before it got here. But now it's here. And I guess in a land of lunatics and a land of lazy people that don't care, in a world of disempowered jellyfish spectators, I guess I am weird that I built a media operation to try to fight this. I guess I am upset that I found out that they're engineering us through the vaccines and the food towards a horrible end. And secret experimentation that's been declassified. I mean, oh my God. You understand, folks, this is real, okay? And I think it's just really hitting me today, really hitting me hard how real it is. I mean, this is really all real. This is true. We've been right, and that is not a good feeling. It just gets worse and worse and worse. And I mean, Schultz, I haven't covered this in 2.5 hours being on air. 2 hours, I'm tired now. 3+ hours of being on air. 3 hours, 20 minutes of being on air. Ed Schultz, hate-filled political operative. I can read him like a book. I know exactly what gets said at his dinner table, everything that goes on with him. Oh, man. I just up there saying that domestic groups, that this is for basically the Tea Party. MSNBC host, maybe cops need military gear to deal with anti-government groups. And when they say that on MSNBC, they mean anybody who believes that we shouldn't be Ed Schultz's slave. I mean, I'm so sick of these rich, entitled globalists. Most of them don't even pay taxes. Above the law, do whatever they want, and they're building up this treason force to smash the Patriot movement. And I'm just waiting for them to stage their false flags and blame it on me. I mean, MSNBC has already done this over and over again. I'm behind every police shooting. I'm calling for killing the cops when I'm calling for the opposite. I'm behind the Boston bombing. I'm deeply racist. I mean, folks, can you imagine what it's like to be on the receiving end? I mean, I'll be quite frank with you. I don't want any violence against the police. I would love, and the only way I can legally say this is to challenge him to a charity boxing match. Bare knuckles, I'd love to get in the ring with Schultz. He thinks he's so tough. Bill O'Reilly, same thing. I am so sick of all these fake tough guys sitting there manipulating their audience. I mean, I couldn't imagine sitting up here knowing psychology and lying to people and twisting and demonizing good people and engaging in fraud. It makes me want to throw up. I mean, every time I see Ed Schultz on the screen when it scrolls through InfoWars, I want to turn this table over. I mean, I'm going to be honest with you. Just he makes me want to throw up. He is disgusting. I don't even have words to describe what a piece of trash he is. Big, fat bully. Big, fat. I guarantee he smells like you know what. When I look at him, I don't know how to describe it. He is a pile of you-know-what. See, I shouldn't even be doing radio when I'm this mad. I think I'm going to take off tomorrow. I think I'm going to have David Knight come in here. Because I mean, this is not an act, folks. And then I get up here, and it's like I'm trapped on air, and there's all this stuff to cover, and I don't want to talk about myself. I just cannot imagine how people put up with any of this. The enemy of this country is people like Rachel Maddow and Ed Schultz. The enemy is people like Obama and the social engineers that know everything I know and more, but they decide to screw over humanity. They know Obamacare's got death panels in it. They know that they got our military on death panels and do not treat, do not give care to veterans with skin cancer and stuff. These people are predators. And the police and military will not wake up to that and will not get angry about that and will not recognize that the Patriot movement's about to be set up by these sacks of crap. That you all deserve what's going to happen. They are going to stage a civil war in this country. They are going to blow stuff up. Do you understand that? As sure as the sun comes up, that's probably the next shoe to drop. And the only reason they haven't done it yet is because we're exposing them and they know our people are watching. We caught them with the CIA getting the underwear bomber on the plane. We broke that with the eyewitnesses, and it was confirmed later in Congress. We know the enemy. We know what they're planning. Do I know when they're going to strike? No. But I know what their modus operandi is, and I am sick of them. If people would just wake up to how evil this government is and how illegitimate it is, and we would restore the republic, we wouldn't have to go through this. But the reason I'm upset is we are now up to the edge of the cliff with these people. We are now about to take the plunge, just as sure as the sun came up this morning, to the next level of this. You think they're not going for broke when the borders are wide open? When they're publicly funding Al-Qaeda to run around and murder every Christian they can find? This is, they're going on all cylinders. They're going to launch everything. They're launching everything right now. In the scale of time, the next year, the next 2 years, is like a blink of an eye in the scale of humanity. And I'm telling you, right now is the war. Right now is the enemy coming over the gates. Right now, this is it, people. Chuck in Ohio, thanks for holding. Go ahead.
Yes, Alex, if I get one thing right on this call, I just want to say I'm proud to be crazy like Alex Jones. I wish you, on lighter days, I wish you'd play that song a little more.
Thank you, your sweetheart. Go ahead.
Okay, I want to talk about the Army document, but first I want to define the press. I haven't had television in 3 years, and just recently I started watching the evening news again. And I want to define them. You're always having trouble. Just how do you describe them? And I want to describe them as the propaganda press. It kind of has Gerald Celente's alliteration in it, and it's what they are. They're Goebbels 2.0. For example, last night on NBC News, Brian Williams had a piece on be terrified of the sun. And, of course, the sun creates vitamin D, which prevents cancer, but be terrified of the sun because you might get cancer.
Meanwhile, Brian Williams looks like he lives in a tanning bed.
That's exactly right. Propaganda press, they're kind of in love with themselves, and they're over two things, Watergate and the civil rights movement. They think they're responsible for both of them, for exposing Watergate and for helping the civil rights movement along. Well, I was wondering if you could do a what-if article. You take this new Army document, and what if in 1955, when Martin Luther King went to the side of Rosa Parks and it led a march, if they had shot Martin Luther King in the head, there would have been no civil rights movement, or at least it would have been very different.
Well, that's right. We should go at this at other angles. What if this is Lexington and Concord, but they were armed at Lexington and Concord, and the Redcoats came up and shot at them. This is, we will shoot unarmed people as a psyop. It's in the document. People can go read the whole thing. We have it excised out, the subsections in the article, so people can check it, on how to kill unarmed people to scare the population. I mean, this is an indictment. You could put people in life in prison for this. This is a confession of treason by the people running our military.
I agree. And the point is, the propaganda press, their whole identity is that they were part of the civil rights movement.
Oh, they're a bunch of power-tripping prostitutes who now are all losing their jobs, which is what happens to traitors. They always think they're going to gain the world, selling everybody out, then instead they destroy their own future.
Okay.
Let's go to David in Kentucky. I got to jump, Chuck. Thank you, buddy. Good points. Go ahead, David.
Hey, hi, Alex. I want you to check out a video. Go to Ferguson, Missouri Riots page on Facebook. Scroll down just a little bit. It's posted by a guy named Carl Lund, spelled K-A-R-L-L-U-N-D. And he is in where the old QT is, him and five other people doing an amateur video, caught up in the middle of gunfire. And you can see the militarized police and the MRAP going down the street. Looks like they're hunting Osama bin Laden down. And these bullets actually fly by these kids, these young kids filming. You can hear the beel, beel, beel. You can just hear it. So go check.
So they're not rubber bullets. They're lead bullets.
Real. You can hear the gunshots and the police. It's a 2:38 video. Then the police turn around, tell them to get the F out of there. And he says, where, which way to run? The guy filming, the Carl Lund.
Well, no, our reporters have been there. Somebody is shooting at the police, which is just this. I'm telling you, this is going bad really fast. Yeah, there it is. Shots fired during Ferguson protest. And we'll post that video to Infowars.com. I was aware of that, but I'm glad you brought that up. I'm sorry to the other callers. We've got Iraq vets calling in. We got folks who want to talk about Ferguson. But I've done 3.5 hours. I'm too exhausted to go anymore. We'll be back live tomorrow, 11 a.m. Central, Lord willing. Nightly news tonight, 7 o'clock Central. We'll have extensive coverage, prisonplanet.tv.
We're on the march. The empire's on the run. Alex Jones and the GCN Radio Network.
Whoa! This is big!
By popular demand, the Freeze-Dry Guys Giant Factory Authorized Sale has been extended. Now through August, save 30 to 45% on number 10 cans of high-quality Mountain House freeze-dried foods from the Freeze-Dry Guy. Now's the time to stock up on all factory-fresh stock of the finest, best-tasting, longest-proven shelf-life foods in the industry at giant savings of 30 to 45%. But hurry, supplies are limited, so this sale is only through the end of August. Call 866-404-3663. Free shipping to the lower 48 states. Click freezedryguide.com or call 866-404-3663. That's freezedryguide.com. Hurry! The Giant Factory Authorized Mountain House Sale with savings of 30 to 45% is extended through August from the Freeze Dry Guy. The finest freeze-dried and dehydrated foods available anywhere for long-term storage.
In the near future.
When you realize how fake it all is, the football, the basketball.
Alert. Security. Alert. This is Homeland Security. Analysis. InfoWars building independent media operations.
Let the worst people get controlled and tell us that we are the ones responsible.
Crime directed. Discredit Alex Jones.
Jones is the wildly popular conspiracy theorist.
It's a popular conspiracy theory talk show called InfoWars.
Alex Jones is now in an Austin jail.
These people are assault.
Targeting of patriots engaged.
They are never going to stop. They're never going to deviate from their program until we stop them.
Block free iPhone app at InfoWars.com. Block free podcast and video feed. Imperative. Destroy Prison Planet TV.
You gotta set your eye on the enemy, not worry about what propaganda they put out. Intellectually, it's begun. You can feel it.
It's the heart of summer across America. Thoughts turn to childhood and long days of fun. Everybody would love to feel like a kid again. An HB extract can be a vital tool in your battle to stay vibrant and young as it supports healthy blood pressure and circulation while balancing cholesterol. GCN and longtime sponsor HB extract want to help keep your heart healthy with the 30 bottles, 30 days summer giveaway. Enter to win by visiting GCNlive.com between now and August 29th and click on the contest banner in the top left corner of the page. HB Extract has helped tens of thousands of people worldwide feel good again. And they've done it with HB Extract's exclusive formula of wild-crafted and organic herbs. Here's to you enjoying many more long, warm, and fun-filled summers, free of pain and sickness. Visit GCNlive.com and enter to win in the 30-bottle, 30-day summer giveaway with HB Extract. A healthy heart is a happy heart. Sign up now at GCNlive.com.
Resistance to tyrants is obedience to God. It's Alex Jones.
I want to open the phones up to get your take on Ferguson. The clear evidence that there are Justice Department, New Black Panther Party, troublemakers there clearly trying to stir up violence. Our reporters almost got hit by a car the other night driving through the crowd that looked like they were targeting them. The people jumped out in ski masks and then ran off. We've got MSNBC reporters, CNN reporters being hit by rocks over the last few days. Chris Hayes was the latest. And we've got CNN reporters being arrested by the police. It's a bunch of mindless barbarism. And it really displays how ignorant the public is, but also how ignorant the police are of just what's going on around them. And from the beginning, the feds have been there advising. And even before the beginning of this, the feds were there giving them the training. And that leads me to the story that's up on DrudgeReport.com. It's up on Infowars.com. We ended the broadcast yesterday as this story broke. Document, Army preparing to use lethal force against unarmed civilians during full-scale riots in the United States. But they need to set the precedent so the military and the police feel like this is a reasonable mission. It's on the left-hand side of Drudge. Army manual details preparations for full-scale riots in the USA and shooting, quote, unarmed civilians with sniper response. Lethal sniper response. You can read the declassified, publicly released Army document released last Friday. The public discovered it yesterday. We wrote about it. No dinosaur media has picked up on this bombshell document yet. In fact, guys, I printed the document yesterday. It's in the TV studio. Somebody will give me that. Thank you so much. But all Americans are being robbed by the globalists. All Americans, 99.99% of us, are on the bad receiving end of this tyranny, and all of us should value freedom, value justice, value the truth, and decry everything we see that is a problem and try to do something about it. I want to give the phone number out, and then when we start the next hour, we're going to talk to our reporters on the ground about what they witnessed in Ferguson and more, and we're going to break down civil disturbances. Manual ATP 3-39.33 that was created in April of this year and approved for public release distribution unlimited last Friday, Headquarters Department of the Army. NORTHCOM is now operating openly against the American people. The Army is publicly, along with the Marines, training to take on the Tea Party, gun owners, rural communities that will not go under martial law. That is the main focus on record. They will use unsavory thugs and people opportunistically burning down buildings and throwing Molotov cocktails at police as the pretext to roll out the MRAPs, the sound cannons, the rubber bullets, the cameras and microphones on the street corners that are beyond 1984. That's what's happening. They will use the threat of Al-Qaeda to take our liberties as well and publicly arm them. When the public wakes up, they just rename them ISIS, 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 IS, all the different names that they've given it to confuse the public. This is a PSYOP. This is being run against the people of Ferguson, against the thugs that have come in, against the state police, the local police, the National Guard. They're all there, compartmentalized, being taught the new police state model that was rolled out in Seattle in 99 and Katrina in 2005. And at the WTO, we caught the WTO repeatedly in Canada, in Ottawa, in London, England, in Pittsburgh, Pennsylvania. On record, even came out in mainstream news, police dressed up like anarchists attacking police so that they would have a pretext to then attack the crowd. We have not seen any clear, verified evidence of that this time, because there are reporters there and we know what to look for. Or it could be that the police are being moral. But it is on record that they hired anarchists and provocateurs, protected them. The Delta Force ran it. That came out in three Seattle papers. Seattle Post-Intelligencer, you name it. I made a film about it. But I do know it's being provocateured by the tax-free foundations, Ford Foundation and others, that are on record funding the black Panther Party, the new Black Panther Party, La Raza, Mecha, all these race-based groups. They've caught the Southern Poverty Law Center and other groups, running white supremacist groups, not to infiltrate groups, setting them up to then run around and say unsavory things to stir up communities so they can drive the black community into the hands of the mindless idiot clowns of the new Black Panther Party, who undoubtedly are useful idiots in the lower ranks, feds at the top. Remember Khalid Muhammad? We kill the women, we kill the children, we kill the baby, we kill the beautiful blue-eyed babies. That's right, because the blue-eyed baby, the blue-eyed baby's going to grow up to be a big devil and going to try to kill our babies. And then every 9 months, the white woman lays on her back and out rolls reinforcements of the military manufacturing center. By the way, you could actually pull up that clip. I can almost do a perfect imitation. I love to do imitations, as everybody knows. Oh, dear, pesky earth creature. They'll say I'm racist doing a Khalid Muhammad imitation. I'm not against Martians. I just did a Martian imitation. What about an Optimus Prime? Autobots, transform and roll out. Transform and roll out. I am Optimus Prime. Let me do another one. This is CNN. Pretty good, huh? Sometimes I got to have some gallows humor, as I've said many times. Here's the toll-free number. I want to talk to first-time callers about Ferguson, but also entertain me in this. What else is this diverting and distracting us from? Obama has ended our borders, legalized all the illegals. That story starts to really wake people up. Now this happens. Nobody's talking about the VA scandal and the death list. No one got in trouble. They have death panels for the veterans. I mean, right there, what an evil government. No one's talking about all-time high meat prices across the board because of them shutting down farms all over the country and dollar devaluations. No one's talking about, in Texas, Breitbart, $45 million to educate foreign miners just this year, according to the Texas comptroller. The Texas Education General Council audit. No one's talking about it because there's just this big pageant of, oh my gosh, somebody got killed. One man dies, it's a tragedy, 10,000 dies, a statistic. Joseph Stalin said that, and it's true. You abort 52% of blacks. I talked to black folks about that, liberal blacks. They go, good, nobody wants them. Nobody want them ugly black babies. I mean, you've heard that. I played the clips here. I've had black leaders in my studio, socialist, in front of Rob Dew. I never even aired the interview. It was so sickening. Basically saying, yeah, there's too many black people. I mean, it's so sick because they're the inside operatives of the Democratic Party. They're to make sure blacks never find liberty, never find monetary success, or dangle out, oh, you can be a rap star or an NFL football player. I mean, how many slots are there for professional sports or to be a hip-hop sensation? Maybe 10,000 slots for all the professional sports and all the rap jobs and all the coolness. You've got how many million black people in this country? 12% of the population is black. What's 12% divided out of 315 million? I know that there's not a slot for 99.9% of people, but you'd believe everybody, and by the way, it's not black folks. They're not the only ones. Almost every white person I know coming out of college thinks they're going to be a rock star, a hip-hop star, or a movie star, and they're all totally delusional, running around looking for movie stars all around them. I mean, what a delusional society. Everybody wants to be some big star. It is just so bizarre. Because that's how you attain something. You don't be an honorable father, an honorable mother, and help your community and build a better society and do wood carving in the garage or paint and go sell your paintings on the weekends because you love them, or get into gardening or get into mountain biking or rock climbing or get into, you know, going and helping at the local shelter or poetry. There are a lot of happy people that have their hobby, their passion. They're fulfilled. They're not depressed. But you've got all these young people and all these yuppies. I mean, let me tell you, living in Austin now, Austin has been ruined where I live. Toll-free number to join us is 800-259-9231. We're going to open the phone system up right now. 800-259-9231. 800-259-9231. I'm just getting into the basic problem in society. L.A. has collapsed. You've got the young women of America, every beautiful girl when she's 18. I mean, a large percentage of them try to go there to be movie stars. And they go, yeah, I got a movie you can be a star in. Then there's such a glut of young women having sex on tape that it drives the prices down where they don't even make the money a hooker makes. You make less money in porn than you would make selling your body. Because the market is such a glut. But they called you a star, so you did it. See, but I'm a star. I'm in Playboy. Oh, my gosh. Why, she's a model for this or a model for that. And then those women, even the ones that are able to have some success in that, they're totally unhappy. Or when their looks go, they kill themselves. They never had kids, never had grandkids, never experienced the life cycle, never experienced the racial memories that are activated in your race memory when you follow the rites of passage. 41 million black people in the United States, we've been given the number, and there's about 10,000 slots to be a star. Maybe. And a lot of those slots are C and D and F down to Z level celebrities. So then there's all these industries now where everyone's going to be a tango dancer or a tap dancer, or they're going to be in a marching band, or they're going to be in acting lessons. And it's all these delusional people going and taking acting lessons over and over and over again to try to be movie stars, to try to be extras in a movie, and then they worship whoever's been successful. And it's so boring, so unfulfilling, so fake. And the point is, if they just randomly like to go take acting classes and want to be extras in movies because they like it, that's fine. But that's not what 90%+ of them are doing. They're doing it because they feel unfulfilled unless they can be on the television or on the big screen. I've been on the big screen. Never tried to be in movies, was put in movies. I've been offered to be in a bunch of other movies, big roles. I said no because I know how boring it is. I don't want to quit my radio show and go live in Los Angeles or go live in New Zealand or go live in Toronto or New York and just be in that empty culture. Do you know how empty the people are that are movie stars? Do you know how unhappy they are? Why do you think Hollywood over and over again has reached out to me? It's because they're looking for something real. And the ones that are awake are talking about these issues now. Like Richard Linklater, who's always been awake and never been into celebrity, and the films he makes. I'm going to take your phone calls when we come back, and we're going to have the reporters on at 12:30 so I can get to a lot of phone calls. And our reporters are on the ground investigating the provocateurs and the Ford Foundation, the New Black Panther Party. And they're also documenting the police and their bizarre behavior, arresting innocent reporters that have done nothing and still shooting at people. And it's just unbelievable. We're just going to report what's going on there. And it is now emerging more and more that Mr. Brown more than a dozen witnesses confirm Ferguson cop's version of the shooting. Michael Brown rushed officer, CNN. Militant protesters growing in number, many coming from out of state. Yeah, it's like a war party. It's like a war drum. All cultures do it. It's like a primitive, like the Scots coming out of the hills to come down and attack the English. It's the same deal. Or the Zulus coming to attack the Dutch in South Africa. I mean, that's what this is, or the Native Americans getting in a war party. That's what it is. Go out and show everybody you're a man. Show and how do you do that now? You wear gold chains around your neck, your pants hang down around your butt, and then you run around and scream racial epithets all day because somebody got killed by the police. And then that falls into the hands of the system that uses it. Senator says the protesters have invaded, literally. That's what the state police have said as well. It's true. Our reporters have confirmed it. Tear gas smoke hangover St. Louis suburb. Black power is chanted. Dead teen's grandfather to Obama. I voted for you, so come meet me. It all just becomes a big grandstanding event. It's like a party or something. Buchanan goes on to say that it's 1960s-like riots could cause voter rebuke for president. Some liberal outfits creating almost lynch mob mentality. I agree with that. MSNBC crew hit with rocks during live coverage. Yeah, they're there worshiping the violent demonstrators and covering up for them and race baiting run by the White House, and they're being hit by rocks. Just like our reporters are being yelled at and screamed at now by the more and more militant, thug-like people that are showing up. All right, we'll be back. Is that Marcos Morales in that video?
Yes, sir.
I haven't even gotten to our reporters or CNN and all the rest of it.
The globalist social engineers are not just targeting us with propaganda. They are manipulating our genetics. We are being targeted at every level by estrogen mimickers that lower our testosterone and other hormones and natural compounds that the body needs. After consulting top doctors, nutritionists, pharmacists, and others, we have developed what I believe is the ultimate non-GMO organic super male vitality formula sourced from powerful organic herbs and then concentrated for maximum potency. Super Male Vitality was developed to activate your body's own natural processes instead of using synthetic chemicals. Super Male Vitality by InfoWars Life is so powerful that I only take half the recommended dose. For a limited time, we are offering 15% off Super Male Vitality at InfoWarsLife.com to introduce you to this powerful supplement. Visit InfoWarsLife.com today to secure your Super Male Vitality. InfoWarsLife.com.
Mike Stenerson from Midas Resources. At no time in history have precious metals been more important, certainly not in my 22 years in the industry. The dollar has lost over 90% of its value in the last 60 years. No fiat currency has ever survived the government printing presses. Ours is not immune. The time is now to be proactive. 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Anything tied to the dollar is at risk. CDs, annuities, 401ks, IRAs, stocks, bonds, you name it. So decide. Do you want to leave a legacy of wealth or debt for your family? The choice is yours. Call me at 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. That's 1-800-686-2237, extension 116. Be proactive, not reactive. Call 1-800-686-2237, extension 116.
Time and time again.
You need to come here and help us. We need assistance. Please.
Those we should be able to depend on let us down.
Federal and state and local officials saying help is on the way. Well, the folks here in Bell Harbor say show me.
Don't depend on the government to save you. Take action now so that you're prepared for the next disaster. With MyPatriotSupply.com. Get the best prices on storable food, non-GMO seeds, water filtration devices, home canning equipment, survival and self-reliance books, and more at MyPatriotSupply.com. Call 866-229-0927.
We are hurting down here, and we need help immediately.
Before it's time to survive, it's time to prepare. MyPatriotSupply.com. MyPatriotSupply.com.
If you read read. In fact, I should find my copy of it or buy a copy of it, The Battle for Gaul, a collection of letters back to the Senate by Julius Caesar on how to manage what are the French and Germans and Austrians today. The Gauls, the Visigoths, the Ostrogoths. And it's the exact same tribal stuff, the exact same manipulation, the exact same police shield walls and phalanxes. Nothing really changes. And how to manipulate crowds and how to provocateur and how to divide and conquer and how to set the women up as the rulers over the men. And then I just sit here and watch the social engineering going on as the Pentagon prepares to mow Americans down en masse. That will be during a total economic collapse. And that's where the establishment is maneuvering us. That's my point. I want to go to your phone calls. Again, I'm your host, Alex Jones, if you just joined us. Steve, the Russian, Henry, Mad Wit, Brent, and others. You know, folks, I let you say what your name is, but it's just sometimes it turns into a whole stunt in and of itself. So you can just announce whatever name you want on air. Plus, we never tend to get the names right anyways, you know. I'm just sick of everything. Why is the public so gullible? Why are people so easily played? Why are people so unread? Why are they so dumbed down? Why do people love to be chumps? Why do they love to buy into Nigerian emails? Why are there just people everywhere around me in Austin hopping around wanting to be stars and all narcissistic, mindless? I know so many people that when they don't become famous, they then become mentally ill and decide they're famous. Man, I just can't handle it anymore. I'm not trying to be negative. I'm sorry if I start getting a little bit angry. I'm just watching the premeditated divide and conquer takedown of our country, and it makes me want to throw up. And if the public would just wake up to it, we could turn this whole thing around. The Russian in Washington, you're on the air. Go ahead.
Yeah, hey, Alex. Russian here. The reason I put my name like that is so people can understand that I really am from Russia. Moved here in 91 after the collapse of the Soviet Union. And I just wanted to give a little bit of background.
I think that's very interesting because you can parallel living under communism versus what you see happening here. Go ahead.
Well, yeah, exactly. That's my point. I moved here after the collapse of the Soviet Union, and I currently live in Battleground, Washington. What I don't understand is, like, for example, our family, we all moved here, and my parents obviously have lived under the Soviet communism for quite a bit. And after they moved here, things started to change. Their minds started to change. And after, I wouldn't know, like maybe 5-10 years, my parents just kind of went silent about Russia and the United States. And when we first moved here, it was a great country. We lived in Toledo, Ohio. We could leave the doors and windows open at night, and nobody ever came in. Nobody stole anything. Everything was perfectly fine. Now the economy has degraded. The people have degraded. The minds of the inhabitants of the United States have completely gone AWOL. And now it's gone to the point where even my own parents are in denial. I'm like, hey, the economy is collapsing. Everything's getting worse. You know, I show them evidence and documents, news, articles, everything. I try to explain it to them, and they look at me and they're like, oh, nothing's ever going to happen to the United States. I'm like, are you kidding me? It's like we came from Russia where everything collapsed. You knew that everything was going down. The Afghani war that was never ending was part of the reason of Russia's bankruptcy. America has so many wars that we're currently in. We have bases around the world. We have over 100 bases around the world.
And we've been maneuvered artificially to do that. Excellent points. People have become spectators. Television has done it. The minds have been programmed for the public to be jellyfish and to not even be real.
Thank you for listening to GCN. Visit GCNlive.com today.
Hi, I'm Dr. Edward Grew. It took me 20 years of searching the globe to find the deposit of the highest purity iodine available. The new Survival Shield X2 is mined from 7 to 10,000 feet below the earth in pristine, environmentally clean conditions. The iodine crystals we use are extracted from an ancient 300 million plus year old deposit deep in the earth. It's the strongest nascent iodine on the market today. It delivers 650 micrograms per drop. Experience the new formula. Experience the ancient purity. Shield your family. Survival Shield X2, available now at InfoWarsLife.com.
X2 from InfoWarsLife.com or call toll free 888-253-3139.